Welcome, everyone, to the February 16, 2017 Manatech Success Call. As a reminder, this call is being recorded, but if you have questions during our call, you can send an email to ccqa@manatech.com. Some of the statements made during this call may be considered forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Listeners are cautioned when considering these forward-looking statements, as they speak only as of the date they were made. Actual results could materially differ from those expressed in forward-looking statements. Listeners are encouraged to obtain Manatech's recent filings filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission that contain additional information about the company and its forward-looking statements. Copies of these and other such filings may be obtained by contacting Manatech's Investor Relations Department at ir@manatech.com or calling 972-471-6512 or visiting the Securities and Exchange website at www.sec.gov. Your host for today's call is Paulette Roy. Paulette and her husband, Ron, have been with Manatech for over 22 years and were one of eight associates who reached the presidential director level in 1994. Paulette and Ron have dedicated all these years to providing leadership, coaching, and vision for Manatech associates around the world. They served as members of the North American Advisory Council for 6 years and were named the 2012 North American Business Builder of the Year. Paulette, it's a pleasure to have you as our host.
Why, thank you so much, Terry. What an honor it is for me to be here today introducing our speaker. I met this gentleman several times over the last couple of years, and one of the things I love the most about him is his warmth. And wait till you hear he's got humor and he's got clarity. But let me just tell you a little bit more about his background. Bo Alex has a diverse background in business from manufacturing, import and export, wholesale and retail, and real estate, both nationally and internationally. His entrepreneurship started about the age 20, and he has been in business for himself since 1997. Bo joined a network marketing company as an independent distributor. In a few years, he reached one of the highest leadership levels, and the business spanned worldwide, and he actively built the business in 26 countries. He's got a laid-back approach, and has a basic, understandable teaching style that made him travel internationally as a keynote speaker. In 2008, it was a turning point for him when he decided to change direction in life and joined Manatech and Mission 5 Million. He qualified as a presidential director in the first year in the business, and he's also the recipient of the Ray Robbins Giving Spirit Award in Europe. And I love his tagline, expect the unexpected. So it is my pleasure to introduce you to Bo Alex. Well, welcome aboard, Bo.
Thank you very much, Paulette. Well, first of all, I would like to say thank you very much for the invitation to come online and share some things from my life. And number one, I want to first of all ask for forgiveness because my English is not as good as my Swedish. And maybe I need to ask for forgiveness for something that I'm going to say. So I've said it because otherwise I'm probably going to forget that I was supposed to do that. But today I would like to share something that I experienced over my, right now, it's 20 years in network marketing. And I've seen good people come, I've seen good people go, I have seen people falling for the temptation, and they're not with us anymore. And this is just, I want to share with you, so they... You can have less struggles, but you should also be aware of that these temptations will come. And I've listed 12 things, and as I said, I call it temptation. They don't have a specific order or priority. It's just there. It's just the number 12. And the first one, and this is really important because this could be like the lifeline, the blood, the pulse, the heartbeat of what you do. Number one, don't be tempted to hide in depth in your organization. It's when your group's starting to grow and people want you to come and do the whole meetings for them. They have set up the board, an easel, the video, the TV set, the computer, and you're coming in like the superstar. You're the hero. and everybody applauds you, everybody thinks you are super genius, but you're actually hiding and avoiding reality. And what I mean with this is you should always talk to people. You should always try to enroll people, because one of the reasons why you can fail not going presidential is that you do not replace people in your group as fast as they quit. And so you say, well, so people quit. Yeah, one reason, there's the spaceship come and picks them up. Some people, they, you know, they end up in Sockland. I believe that everybody know where Sockland is. Sockland is a very specific place, because I realize that I can put in a pair of socks in a washing machine. One comes out, and I can't find the second one. And you come to the conclusion that went to Sockland. And there is a bunch of associates who has also gone to Sockland. We can't find them. And that's why we need to replace them. We need to do a reality check every day, every day, every day, every day. So that's what is number one. Number two, do not be tempted to believe you have PD in the bank, because you don't. And that is, you stop doing what you should do. And that reflects just another way of saying that what I said in number one. Do not stop, do what needs to be done every day. Talk to people, show the plan. Talk to people, show the plan. That was the second. Number three, don't be tempted to think that you have arrived. You have a growing group. Everything is on track. You don't need to listen to the CDs. You don't need to listen to the books. I just want to make you aware of something. Manatech will always be globally a minority of those plus billion people living on planet Earth. That's why we need to make sure that we are strong enough from within side for the pressure from the outside. Sometimes family members, absolutely best friends, they are your worst enemy. So you need to have like a vaccine towards your environment. And that's why never think that you arrived, never stop using the system, never stop going to the function. And when you listen to, let's take one of those good CDs that we have on the TOM program. When you're putting in that CD and you feel like vomiting on your dashboard because you don't want to hear the word system or Manatech one more time, that's a red arm alert. You should know that you are in the risk of quitting. And that's true. So never stop using the system, and don't think that you have a self-motivated downline who will do everything for themselves. No, 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 no. Will never happen, have never happened before, and will never happen in the future either. Be careful. Number four, never put your sponsor down. Do not ever believe that you are better than your sponsor. Never believe that you're better than your upline. Because one day, you need them. And that is when you have screwed up. And the only one who can help you is your upline. So never put your upline down. Never put your sponsor down. Always treat them with respect. Always talk highly about them. If you feel that you don't click with your sponsor, well, then you go upline so you can find somebody that you can build a relationship with. That's a totally different thing. Number five, never quit work too soon. I've seen too many people believing that if I only reach this level, I can quit working because I don't like my boss. That's good. I like that you don't like your boss, because your boss you don't like could be your best motivator to build the business to the level where you're supposed to be. If you're thinking about quitting your job, you should sit down with your upline. My advice, and this is what I've been taught, is that sit down with your upline after you've been able to save 6 months of commission checks or 6 months of salaries and only living by the business. If you can do that, then you are qualified to have the discussion with your upline if you should go full-time. Because when you go full-time, everything that you heard about that could happen to other people will then happen to you. That's Murphy's Law. That's so easy. It can happen overnight. You had a car crash. You have something happening, something with your relationship, something with your family, something that's going to disturb. And then suddenly you're falling behind financially. Then you can't build a business. And then on, you're out of the window. So never quit work too soon. Do it after proper counseling. Number six, don't buy too early. And maybe this is not proper English, but what I mean is buy too early. And that is that you buy with your PIN. Because you heard that average commission on this level, you're going to make this money. And then you believe that if you reach that PIN, you're going to take the next bracket. You're going to go to the next leadership rank. And then you're going to live happily ever after. At the same time, again, you know, don't buy with your PIN. You should buy with the money that you do have in the bank. And, you know, people said to me, why do you teach people this? Well, because people do not know this. Because if they knew, there was no need for us to share it. So this is just like, hey, warning. Number seven, if you really have a big dream, if you really have a vision, and you really want to go platinum presidential, do not accept promotion in your job. Because the one who pay you owe you. The guy and the girl who write you your check every week or month, they owe you. They can make decisions for you that you don't appreciate. So don't buy anything. Never accept promotion. Sorry. I'm guessing hooked up with these financial things. Never accept promotions, because you know what promotion means. They give you more responsibility, but you still make the same amount of money. If you do have a clear vision with your life that you're going to go platinum presidential, you know, being an assistant administrative manager is really not any temptation. You don't want to do it. But for whatever you do, make sure you have your focus in what you're going to do. And people say, are he and they going to make decisions for my life? No. You are independent. You have no boss. In this case, that this is historically things that have made people fail. And if we can help you save time, save work, that's we do believe we have a responsibility to change, to share. Number eight, don't move to a new location. Don't move to wherever you feel like moving to, because you probably don't have a established leadership in where you are. Be careful when you're going on vacation. I never told people that I'm going to go on vacation. I always told them when I came back that I was on a vacation. But I call it vocation, because I was always doing something work-related when I was traveling. Because when you tell your organization that now you're going to move to whatever, you're moving, you're losing the daily connections, you don't see each other at the coffee shop, you don't run into each other at the gas station, and this is built upon a relationship that's going to, when the relationship is not strong, you don't see each other every day, there's a risk that you will fail. And of course, some people can do it. I don't say that, but there is a big risk that you might fail if you do not have a strong local leadership established. Number nine, don't slow down. And people say, what do you mean slow down? Don't slow down. Be out there. Be out there. So right now, I'm doing these calls. In an hour, I'm going to go for a presentation. When I've done this presentation, I'm going to come home, and then I'm going to do a webinar in the evening. So that's my day. I'm not disconnecting myself from the reality, because when you inactivate yourself in certain senses, you also have started your isolation. And when you're starting your isolation from your organization, that's going to lead to a disaster, and that's where you're going to quit. Because everybody, you see, the thing is this, what you as a leader do, your downline like duplicate 20, 30% of when you're doing something good. But if you're trying to, you know, sneak out and do something bad, they duplicate that like 200%. They exaggerate the wrongdoing, and your business is going to be, you're going to fail. Never, never, ever untie yourself from your upline. You need to be tied in with your upline. It either says untied or united. You should be united with your upline. And I go back to what I said before. Never badmouth your upline. Don't think you're better than your upline, because it will come one day the only person on this planet that can save you is exactly your upline. Nobody else. So you're going to be happy. They say upline is your lifeline. So create and develop that relationship and make it strong. And don't run away like, you know, loose kids. Kids are rebellious. Do not be rebellious. Be in submission and go with you. Never, number 11, never be jealous, never be envious towards your cross line, your down line, and your up line. Because that will ruin your heart. And I've seen people talking bad about their cross line because they have no reason. And they're wondering, and they're so suspicious that how come she grow? Oh, it's because the upline is doing it for them. No, it could be that the girl actually do and work the business twice as hard as you do and happen to meet all the right people earlier than you met the right people. But when you're going there and be jealous and envious, you're not going to meet the right people because you're going to smell. And there is a smell around envious people, and that is not a good smell. And you want to make sure that you have a good smell. And how to get away from being negative towards your cross line, your up line, and your down line is to stay close with them and counsel with them and be around them and read the books and listen to the CDs. As Mr. John Maxwell said, hello, my name is John. I'm your friend. Be a friend with everybody. Number 12, and you know, when you have done a little bit of all these 11 points, you come to the 12th point, and he says, don't be too proud and have pride to counsel with your upline if you have challenges because you've done wrong.
Right.
If you reach out to your upline, if your upline is what your upline should be, and having a good relationship with their upline, you know what, they're going to look at you and say, okay, son, okay, daughter, you failed. Let's stand up. Let's see what we can do about it. I can help you with it. And that was the 12th point out of 12 of the 12th temptation to avoid going presidential. I have seen this over 20 years, that people do all these things. But when we put them together like this, they say, okay, now I know. Oh, that's what I did. Okay, I will stop do that. Let's share it. And we do it with the right purpose. We do it with love, because we want absolutely every single individual that gets into our organization, we want their success. Because if we can't help them become successful, we're not going to be successful. Because then we need to rebuild and rebuild and rebuild and rebuild all the time. So we need to shape up ourselves, clean the mess up here in between the right and the left ear with proper material, right counseling, and associate with the right people. So with that said, Paulette, I pass it back to you, and thank you very much again.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Bo. You know what I'm calling these in my head? These are golden gems. Like you, we've been in the industry a long time as well. And these behaviors, if people can really take them to heart, can really change their life. But you know what it boils down to? Respect. Respect your upline. Respect the people cross-line and people in your organization. And that, I think that that's number one in my heart. And then just the idea that through several of these suggestions, we talked about activity, because no matter what level you become, it's always important to do the activities, the income-producing activities are just so critical. And I think when you look at some of this stuff, educating yourself, how important is that? As long as I've been in this industry, I've learned so much, and I keep growing from day to day. I love the fact of respecting your sponsor. I think that's so important. Obviously, I'm not going to go through all of them, but I think the idea here is to just be very clear about what it is that you want. Respect other people. And be very conscious that what you do affects everything around you. And if you do be very cognizant, very clear about what Bo just shared with you with these 12 temptations or golden gems, I really believe these can be a huge help for you to become successful in your Manitech business. So that's it for today. Thank you all for joining us. It's been an honor to be the host for Bo Alex. Such wisdom, and said in a very clear and precise way. So, again, thank you for joining us, and Terry, the call is yours.
Well, thank you for joining us today. Replay listing information will be available at manitechlive.com under the conference call tab. If you have questions or comments regarding today's call or its contents, you can email ccqa@manitech.com.